Every year, the American Chemical Society finds 2 to 4 institutions or locations that have played an important role in the advancement of chemistry in the U.S. and awards them landmark status. This year, the committee decided to recognize the Mellon Institute, which was founded in 1913 with what was then an unusual approach to industrial research, according to ACS Landmarks Committee Chair William Oliver.
Up until then, there had not been much industrial chemical research done in this country. Germany was the great leader up until about World War I, and the recognition that this country needed to do that and to have an institute like this was really significant.
The institute would take on fellows who were funded by companies wanting to do basic research or build upon products that they were already using. Guy Berry is a chemistry professor emeritus at CMU and says some great names passed through the institute and some lasting discoveries were made. Among the first was George Kerme, who did research into ethylene glycol.
There are not a lot of purposes useful for ethylene glycol. One of them is as an antifreeze in automobiles, and of course, as you may know, automobiles were becoming very important in the 20s when this was all done. So Kerme actually received a medal from the American Chemical Society years later, which honored him as the father, grandfather, and great-grandfather of ethylene chemistry.
A great deal of research into the uses of silicon was also done at the Institute. Whenever you open a tube of silicon adhesive or caulk, you should think about Earl Warwick.
He bought a house, it was the wintertime, found that his windows were leaking. So he wanted to seal them. And the caulking of the day didn't work too well at low temperatures. But this product, adhesive they'd made, maintains a fairly high degree of flowability even at low temperature. So he said, let me try this on my windows. And it worked very well.
Along with a plaque and a listing on the ACS website, the Society will honor the Institute by building a high school chemistry curriculum that focuses on the work that came out of the Institute. Oliver of the ACS says the Institute was just what the nation needed in the early 20th century.
Up until World War I, you didn't get a good academic position in this country in chemistry unless you had done postdoctoral work in Germany. And, of course, World War I kind of shut that off, and the Mellon Institute had come along just before that to start research for industry. And so those two came together to make the things happening right after World War I, especially in the 20s and 30s. Very, very important at the Mellon Institute and other places as well, as we came out of the shadow of German research and established a strong chemical departments and strong chemical industry in this country.
The landmark status recognizes the Institute's work from its inception to the end of World War II, but Oliver says it continued to impact chemistry right up to the time it was absorbed into Carnegie Mellon University, which he says still impacts the world of chemistry in the U.S. today. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 FM WESA.